Well, now it's time for Question of the Week. And with us in the studio once again is Diana O'Carroll. Hi, Diana.
Hello. Yes, this week we've got a fantastic question about sperm.
Hi, it's Harfin Chupol from Milford Haven here. My question this week is, how many children does the average sperm donor create?
Well, there isn't an office for sperm donor statistics, since there's so much that must remain confidential. But there are other ways of finding out how many offspring a donor will produce.
My name is Wendy Kramer, and I am the co-founder and the director of the Donor Sibling Registry. Well, the answer to that's a little bit tricky because nobody keeps track. What we do know is that the guidelines here in the U.S. are supposed to be that only 25 pregnancies per 800,000 of a population area should be allowed for each donor. So that would mean that what they would like to do is limit each donor to 380 children. But the bottom line is the sperm banking industry doesn't keep track. They don't have accurate record keeping, so they really don't know how many kids are born from any one donor. For instance, we have one donor on our site that says they donated 2 times a week for 2.5 years, and this is pretty common. Each one of his donations turned into approximately 10 to 15 vials. So he produced over 3,000 vials during that time. So just for that one donor, 3,000 vials were sent out, but we don't know how many children were born from those 3,000. You could say maybe up to 3,000, but we don't know. What we do know is that on our website, we have very large groups of half-siblings or people born from the same donor, many in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, with the largest group that we know being just over 125.
Yes, you heard right. One sperm donor has at least 125 offspring, and other groups of donor siblings are between 35 and 50 in number. Sperm samples in the UK and the US can be chosen according to certain characteristics, such as family history, physical appearance, and blood group. So it is kind of inevitable that some samples will be more popular than others.
On the forum, RD said he thinks that there's a limit on sperm donors, meaning that they can father children only in 10 families, but that doesn't necessarily limit the number of children they can help to produce. And Shib said he heard of a story about a gentleman in the Netherlands who produced 46 kids and had a big party for them all in his house.
Well, it's a fascinating phenomenon, actually, because Genghis Khan, the 13th century Mongolian emperor, was similarly prolific. And there was a study in 2003 that found up to 8% of the males now living in what was the Mongolian Empire have Khan's Y chromosome. So the researchers think that Genghis Khan has up to 16 million descendants living today. So modern day big donor families may have a genetic impact even 700 years down the line. But now I'm going to throw in a bit of business jargon here and get you all to do some blue skies thinking.
This is Jade Forrester from Leamington Spa. I've always wondered about the old saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Why do we get red sky, and how does this say and predict the weather for the next day? Thanks, you guys!
Do red skies tell us about the weather to come? We need your help for our answers. So email us with the address chris@thenakedscientist.com or write your answers on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. You can hear more from Question of the Week from our website, nakedscientist.com/QOTW. You can also get it as a podcast in its own right if you want to follow just Question of the Week. That's on iTunes or again from our website.